This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Mike Bell, I got a question for you.
Lay it on me, man.
Why didn't they play Drake Baldwin sooner?
Geez, Carl, I don't know. it just gets you a little cuckoo, especially when you knew that you're dealing with a major injury with Ozuna, and he really kind of fell off the table. So, yeah, that's a great question. I understand that, you know, I wanted him in there, and I wanted to trade Murph, but they're not going to do that. They like what they get with Murph. But, man, this guy can rake, and you shot last night.
Why didn't they play him earlier? We needed runs. We needed hits. The offense was muddling along. And last night, this kid shows you again what he's all about. All right, we're going to talk about it. And if you want to chime in, you can. When Mike and I were having this discussion in May, you were like, why would they do that?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, as the season has gone in the crapper, they have decided that this is probably the best way forward is to play Sean Murphy and, oh, have Drake Baldwin in the lineup. We're talking about our Braves, if you are not familiar. Mm. But before we get to that, the first three open practices for our Atlanta Falcons have reached capacity. And what that means is tickets were available online. They were free. They have all been taken. And I said this to Mike yesterday about, you know, they're expecting, I don't know, 10,000 folks maybe up there on Saturday. I don't know how many people actually show. But all the tickets that were available are gone. And what that tells us is that there is a demand for our Falcons. We are talking about practice. We're talking about practice. And the fact of the matter is, Mike, as frustrated as we were coming off of last season, many people, we talked to you, said you were out. I'm tired of this, Dukes and Bell. Every year we find a way to blow this. Right. And here we are embarking on a new season. And all of a sudden, Mike, the first three open practices, there are no available tickets if you wanted to go up there and hang out. So, is there a demand? Are you really that interested in this upcoming Falcon season? Are you that interested in this football team? And if so, why?
I'm excited because we got a guy under center, a quarterback, that's going to energize the city. You know, we did get energized briefly, and of course, somebody pulled the plug. That guy's name was Kirk Cousins. But now I think there's a feeling that you've really turned the corner with the draft. Now, again, you don't know what these guys are going to be, but everybody loved the draft. Everybody universally, it's what every fan has been screaming for almost decades here, and they did it. And you got a Georgia player, not for the sake of getting a Georgia player, because he fits and he's really good, you know, in Jalen Walker and Pierce. So, I mean, I think you're buoyed by that. You really feel like this offense is ready to kind of take it to the next level. And I think that's why people are excited. And we're also sick and tired of losing. So there is a level like, if not now, when?
I agree. But that's interesting because Mike and I will tell you, like, okay, listen, we're up at Flowery every week. We're talking to Rob. We're talking to guys. We're in the mix. Many of you are just trying to react to what you think this team is going to be. And I'm excited about it, too. I'm happy about the fact that the first three open practices where fans can be there is going to be filled to capacity. That's great. That's what this should be. The funny thing is, you would think that would be the case if you were Kansas City or the Eagles, but we haven't been either. And so for the excitement to be at a level in which it is, it tells me, Mike, if this team can somehow find a way to get us going. What this city, we're ready to explode.
It's funny, this morning I woke up, I was telling Day-Day, and it was like 7:30, and it was right before the story went south, and it was Mike Vick, two-parter, on the 30 for 30, and because I'm flipping around, I'm like, oh, I can't watch that Sports Center. I can watch that. So I'm watching Vick, and it's like, oh, yeah, and it was like 2004, and that was probably the last really great Mike Vick season. After that, I was all, and, you know, even he would admit that. But it was just when things were electrified, when things were juiced. You know, it's the 16 season here in Atlanta was like that. A lot of the 2012 season was like that, too.
It was.
But, I mean, just when everybody is – when your NFL team – this is no disrespect to the Braves or not, but when your NFL team is cooking, there's nothing like it in the city.
Totally agree. 404-726-0929. As to Mike's point about the quarterback and the reason why he's excited, we had on Mark Schlereth yesterday, Super Bowl champion, Odyssey NBA or NFL insider, should I say. Does a terrific podcast as well. But Schlereth was talking about the Falcons going places, and he mentioned this about Michael Penix. I want you to hear what he told us yesterday.
I still think Tampa probably is, you know, Tampa's the best team in that division right now. But I love the talent you guys have. The quarterback situation is kind of weird with, you know, Cousins
right.
Still being on the roster. So that feels a little odd to me. But like top to bottom, I think you guys are a good football team. I always get nervous a little bit about, you know, losing a few players in free agency, like your center. That's always kind of a tricky one for me because I like Dolman a lot and he went to Chicago. But the bottom line is I think you're close neck and neck right there with Tampa. It just depends on how your quarterback plays, obviously.
We've been on this, and it's funny because a lot of Falcon fans push back and go, oh, you know, come on, Baker ain't that. Look, we swept him last year. I mean, it took a Herculean effort, an amazing comeback, and an overtime win and won, and I thought the Bucs kind of shot themselves in the foot in the game in Tampa with their play calling, but that's a good team. And look, they were down looking up at us, and they just blew by us like we were standing still. You know, we know the circumstances, but that's a really good defense, and they got skill position players that we've got to get a handle on. You've got to be able to keep Baker Mayfield in that pocket. Do we have the horses to do that this year?
That's the question. They are loaded on offense, guys. And with the confidence that Baker plays with, and he has escapability too. You know, he's not a runner. He'll run for a first down, but
he'll move the chains,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. He'll get out of the pocket and be creative, but he's always done that. He did it at Oklahoma, you know, in a terrific college year or two at Oklahoma, and he's done it in the pros. And everybody wanted to judge Baker Mayfield on the Cleveland thing. And I, you know, with Cleveland, they went through four different offensive coordinators. He went through like three different head coaches. It was a fiasco, and it took a while for him to land in the right place. And remember, they rewarded him. They paid him a deal down there in Tampa to say, hey, you're our guy. Stink brings up Ryan Neuzel, Mike, and it's a storyline we haven't really talked a lot about. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard. But the Neuzel storyline was something that in this offseason – we kept saying, well, is he going to be the guy? Are they paying him? What's the situation? And then, obviously, Drew Dolman and Mark Schlereth alluded to. He goes to Chicago. But Neuzel played in like six or seven games last year.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, he did get injured to Dolman, and we never – I mean, as far as you and I can remember, I don't remember complaining about, you know, the center position. You know, once in a while, you know, depending on how the blitz packages work, but I never really felt he was inadequate. And I thought the guy, you know, six – he fits the bill size-wise. App State dude, he did, you know, have the opportunity for another team to make him an offer. It never happened. So there was never really a concern. We always could match it no matter what the case was. But Neuzel, he's here, And we thought for a minute they might draft or go free agent, but it's a very, very thin free agent class. That's why Dahlman got paid so much to go to Chi-Town.
Yeah, he did. He got a nice deal in Chicago. The Neusel situation is this, guys. Can he hike the ball and get the ball to the quarterback?
Yes.
Like that's the main thing, and it sounds silly and simplistic, but we've been in this city, and we've seen centers not be able to do it and how bad it's made the offensive line and the team look. So if he can do the job that he did in the six or seven games last year, I'm not concerned about him.
Like, and Bergeron on one side, Lindstrom on the other. Yes. You feel pretty good.
Yeah. I'm like in the middle. That's our middle of the line. And people always talk about, can you get pushed in the middle? That's what you're talking about. And I didn't see Lindstrom get pushed around. Bergeron's he's a quiet beast. Right. But the Ryan Neusel thing, we'll watch at the beginning of the season to see what's going on there, because he's going to face some big, big defensive tackles and certainly some big, inside guys at nose tackle. But I don't think that's a concern. But it's something we really hadn't discussed. If you want to talk about the O-line, everybody's back right. With experience. Jake's the most experienced guy. Bergeron came in. Mike, he's been a dude since we got him. Same with Lindstrom, who's a Pro Bowler and probably one of, if not the best guards in the league. And then Caleb McGarry. And as much as we have said, well, he could be better at pass protecting, and he can. Okay, well, let's see what this looks like with Michael Penix. Because I got to tell you, if you blame what happened last year with Kirk Cousins on Caleb McGarry and his inability to protect Mike, that may be a concern heading into this season. But I think he's going to be tested like he's not been tested in these preseason games. Not preseason, but practice with the edge guys he's got to go up against in practice.
Right. And as our old pal Dan Quinn would say, iron sharpens iron.
That's
so
right.
See what these guys are going to do. Look, I can't wait to see what our defense is going to be. I wasn't exactly overwhelmed that it brought Ulbrich back into the organization, but Dan trusted him, and now certainly Ra trusts him. And he's got, some horses. The guys we had in 16, we had a mixture of veterans and those young guys, so there are some similarities there. And he was a part of the coaching staff that maximized that talent. So you could argue that he is the right guy for the job in that sense.
Yeah, and I'm talking about, obviously, Jalen Walker, Arnold Ebiketie. We're talking about, again, we're leaving out Braylon Trice. Guys, don't. At some point, Braylon Trice will be playing, I believe, Mike, but we're leaving him out of this conversation. We're also talking about, the other side of the defensive line, and this is why I think when you start saying, all right, how's the offensive line going to deal with some of these edge guys? I think it's going to help McGarry because he's seeing this every day in practice.
Look, we always joke around, Carl and I always say, you're too close to it, because as a fan, I've always felt McGarry's better going forward than backwards,
Good run blocker.
But, they're obviously cool with it. And the Pro Football Focus numbers, I guess you can kind of bend them any way you want to make your argument. But he doesn't, stand out as being like the worst pass blocker. And as I said, they've always felt confident with him and the price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Is right. So that's the thing. He is now the blindside protector, though. That is the concern. If you got to keep a tight end back there or somebody to help, or one of your running backs has got to stay back there, you're not getting all your weapons downfield for our boy Penix Jr. to use.
All right. You want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. That's our text line. You can hit us up. Follow us on social media as well. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. Of course, follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game and our show at Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102. Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.